Welcome to the Kindling's Muse podcast, an intelligent, imaginative, hospitable exploration of ideas that matter in contemporary life. And now, here's your host, Dick Staub.
Hi, this is Dick Staub with another encore presentation of The Dick Staub Show, conversations with thoughtful creatives and cultural influencers about their life, work, and personal journey. Today, we continue our conversation with Bob and Melinda Blanchard, authors of A Trip to the Beach. People Magazine says it's a beach book to savor. It's by Melinda Blanchard and Robert Blanchard. Their true story, and we have just scratched the surface. And one of the things that you find when you get in this book is it's not just about them building a restaurant and figuring out how to buy cars and how to get enough water and get what they need. It's about the people that live on this island. It's about the friendships. It's about a way of life. It is about a simpler time in many ways, although not simple to have a wonderful restaurant on Anguilla. Nevertheless, it's got a lot of stuff that makes you step back and ask yourself questions about the things that matter most in life. And our guests were telling me that they've had a lot of people that have responded to the book in that way, that this emboldened them to step back and ask, what do we really want our life to be like? And what would it take to make our life like that? And let's pursue it. Now it does take a certain boldness and risk-taking. And Melinda and Robert obviously have already demonstrated to you that they definitely hold those qualities in common. And the fun part of the story is that the restaurant is an outrageous success. And as a matter of fact, I believe it was after the first year, Wine Spectator magazine awarded it the Award of Excellence for its wine selections, and there were only five restaurants in the whole Caribbean that earned that honor.
Right.
So you built something you could be proud of. Now here's the dashing part of the story. I don't know whether we should get into this or not. I think we can get into it. Your restaurant was hit by a hurricane.
It was totally destroyed. A year after we built it, it was
gone. 1 year after you built it and it used the lumber instead of the concrete, of course, which is the Vermont stubborn way to do it. I don't work with concrete. I do wood. It was the worst hurricane in 35 years.
Right.
And you're watching the Weather Channel. You get a phone call, first of all. There's more than a few times in the book where you'll hear a line like, we got this really scary phone call. Those kinds of things seem to happen a lot. And it's one of the guys, Lowell, I think, calling to say the worst hurricane in 35 years is headed right towards the restaurant.
Right. And right. Hurricane Lewis came. It was a Category 4 hurricane. There are only five categories,
yeah.
So it was right up there. And the winds were 150 miles an hour sustained, gusting up to 230 miles an hour.
Man.
And it moved across the Atlantic very slowly,
yeah.
Hit Anguilla, and hovered over us for 36 hours.
And just parked itself there.
Well, in the scary part of the story, and this is part of island life, is you got to St. Martin's, but you couldn't get the last 7 miles.
Right. I decided very foolishly to go down there from Vermont.
She told you were foolish, and you said, don't worry, I'll be fine.
I wanted to go help board the restaurant up and
yeah.
you know, protect it and if something happened to it. And
yeah,
I got all the way
down.
To nail it down. Right.
Against the 250-mile-per-hour winds.
I got all the way to St. Martin, and I couldn't get the last 7 miles.
Oh,
so
man.
I was there for the storm, and it was really ugly. I mean,
Now, at the end of this wonderful story, these people have brought containers from Miami. They've filled out the carbon paper in triplicate. They've paid all those duties. They've done all that stuff. And the wind comes and blows the thing away, except the dining room anyway, and all of the plants that you planted,
oh, yeah.
including large palm trees,
yes,
four large
yes,
palm
trees.
The wine cellar is preserved,
right,
which
it
is
took,
the good news.
It took the roof off it with the rest
yeah.
of the building.
But you, here's the interesting thing. I asked you if you thought about not rebuilding. And if I understand you, it never occurred to you.
It never occurred to us.
No.
Now, why?
You know, by that time,
because your insurance didn't cover the whole thing.
No,
right.
We had to take
so
out a loan.
So you took a big loss.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
We had to take out a loan to rebuild and get it going again. But right after the storm, our staff, who you get to know so well in the book, you know, that doesn't even touch on how sincere they are and how much they care about all of what
They're
we have together.
People.
They
They're
are good people.
Yeah.
They showed up with paintbrushes and hammers only days later and say, okay, let's get to work.
Yeah.
Now,
having
how,
done the minimal work on their own homes, they're ready to do the
right.
restaurant
right.
now.
How right. could we even think about turning around and going back to Vermont?
When, so Melinda, when went, Melinda went right
back
to Home Depot.
Home Depot in Miami. Let's
luckily,
get those containers fired up, buddy.
Luckily, we still had the same materials list.
I knew what I had to do, and we just got it and started again. But that was back in 95 now. We've survived yet another hurricane since the
wow.
book, actually.
99,
wow.
we had another
and,
one.
And we have no doubt that we're doing the right thing. I mean,
wow.
we love where we live.
So what does it take? People have heard this story this afternoon. They have said, man, this is amazing. This is a wonderful breath of fresh air in a February kind of overcast day in Seattle. We've always had dreams of doing something. It might not be the Caribbean. It might not even be anything remotely close to this. But it's some dream a person has that they've always thought, man, we should give it a go. But they haven't done it.
You know what people don't do? They don't give themselves the opportunity to really let themselves think about it. People spend more time planning a wedding than they do planning their life and what they're doing. And if you just sit down, think about your dream, think about if it's realistic, start looking and do some homework. Talk to some other people who are doing that, whatever it is
yeah.
you want to do. Go to the bookstore, go to the library.
But if you would have done complete homework, would you have actually done this? If you would have known in advance that you couldn't get the fresh materials,
well,
the fresh ingredients.
You have to roll the dice a little.
I think we would have done it anyway.
Do you?
Yeah. We did a fair amount of homework before we actually did it. Not in terms of finding the materials and finding
right.
the ingredients. That was kind of a surprise. But what
you
we
knew there was going to be a demand for a restaurant if it was there.
The market. You know,
yeah.
we figured out that they needed a restaurant there. And so we knew if we could pull it off. We didn't know, but we had a pretty good idea that if we could pull it off, that it would work. And
yeah.
so, you know, if somebody's looking for advice on what to do to follow their dream, there are a couple of things they should do. Do a lot of homework. Make sure that they know how much of a commitment is involved, because a lot of people think, oh, boy, I'd love to work for myself and get rid of this 9-to-5 thing. They don't know that Melinda and I work, you know, 16 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
Working for yourself is not all it's cracked up to be. I mean,
mm-hmm.
we went
well,
through
wait a second, but we don't consider it work. We don't go to
right.
a job.
We because
don't.
We do it together, and we do exactly what we want to do. We want to do that, you know.
Yeah.
And we do get to walk on the beach during the day, you know.
Yeah.
The other
and you did, by the way, move away from the Shell station.
Yes, we did. We've
Lowell
really
found him a place with a view of the
right.
water.
That's
we
right.
can walk right outside our door onto Long Bay, which is a
yeah.
picture-perfect postcard spot. Beautiful.
Yeah.
yeah.
The other thing that I think is very important is make sure your partner's on board with you. Don't go off and do this without your partner being part of it, because, you know, if you want to go open a coffee shop somewhere and you've been working for Boeing for 20 years and your wife is looking for that pension,
yeah,
and you're going to quit and go open a Starbucks.
Well, but, you know, what was interesting in the story is when one of you was kind of in a tough spot, the other one was ready to rock and roll. I mean, there seemed to be a kind of a balance to it.
Yeah, that seems to work out pretty well for us.
Yeah.
Well, it is an amazing story. It's a trip to the beach, living on island time in the Caribbean. And if you ever go down to Anguilla, be sure to make reservations at Blanchard's. Likely that you can get in the peak season or not?
Better call us ahead.
Call ahead.
We're pretty full right now. I mean, February's busy.
From Christmas until Easter is considered peak season. We can't believe we're so far away from Anguilla.
Yeah.
We're going back tomorrow.
We're going back tomorrow.
We are.
Wow. This is the last interview of the tour, folks. And we'll send them off with greetings to all of the wonderful folks in Anguilla from Seattle. And give you a chance to get them to know them better by picking up your own copy of A Trip to the Beach. This concludes our conversation with Bob and Melinda Blanchard. Thank you for listening to The Kindling's Muse. If this program sparks something in you, I invite you to participate at www.thekindlings.com. That's KINDLINGS. Share this program, tell a friend, or just leave a comment at www.thekindlings.com.